我们很高兴在主日我们再一次的相聚，我们来敬拜神。
We're so glad to gather here and see all of you, and we come here to worship our God.
今天我们是一个特别的聚会。
Today's a special gathering.
因为我们今天呢是要有见证分享。
Because today we're going to have testimony sharing.
特别是在这个感恩的季节，我们要学习怎么样数算神给我们的恩典。
Especially in the season of Thanksgiving, let's learn together how to count the blessings.
这个世界依然美好，就是因为神的爱还在我们当中。
The world is so beautiful because God and God's presence and blessing is still with us.
那么感恩呢，是我们做基督徒的一个属灵的操练。
Giving thanks, it is a spiritual practice for Christians.
那么我们操练感恩的话，我们每天就会跟神有一个更亲近的关系。
So that we give thanks each day, so that we can be drawn closer to Jesus.
虽然这从年初到年终，我们可能经历了很多的事情。
Although that we might have come through a lot from the beginning to the end of the year.
那么，但是在所有的事上，我们都会体会到神与我们同在。
But in all things, we can experience God's presence with us.
所以今天的见证会，我们有三位已经提前预定好的弟兄姐妹，他们要先做感恩见证的分享。
So today we have three brothers and sisters who prepared to come here and share their witness with us.
那么这三位分享之后呢，我们就把时间交给会众。我们在座的每一个人，如果你有感动，你也可以上来分享神在你身上的恩典。
And after their sharing, we open the floor to every one of us. If the Spirit is moving you and moving your heart, please come forward and share your thanksgiving with all of us.
我特别提醒大家，就是说我们在分享感恩见证的时候，我们的焦点是分享我们生活中的故事，是神在我们身上的恩典和对我们生命的改变。
Especially, I want us to be mindful of that. When we share our Thanksgiving, the focus, it should be God-centered, how God helped us and blessed us in our life stories.
好，那下面我们接下来的三位分别是白燕还有Alan 包弟兄，还有郎静姐妹哈。
So now we'll have three brothers and sisters who are Sophie and Alan 包 and Lang Jing.
那我们请你们三位坐到前面来，好吧？
Can we invite you all to sit in the front row?
白燕坐在最那边哈，哎。好，坐在前面这边。好，那我们就把时间先交给他们三位，他们三位有很好的见证，来见证神在他们身上的恩典。先请白燕哈。
好 ，Let's welcome 白燕 to first share. And after they share for time being, I'll do a summarize. Hopefully, yeah. And at the end, so you can go ahead.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，早上好。我今天很高兴有这个机会，感谢有感谢主恩的这个机会，我在这儿分享。我们将迎接每年一度感恩节的到来。每当感恩节来临之时，我们大家心中都有很多的感恩和感谢。今天我想讲讲我心中想要感谢和感恩的有很多，感谢造物主奇妙的做工、看顾和引领，让我对自己的新旧生命有所对比，更体会到他就是我生命的救主。感谢我婆婆帮我们一家移民来美国，这块早期英国的清教徒为寻求宗教自由而来的具有良好的基督徒氛围的土地。感谢教会里有很多有热心、有爱心、乐于服侍神的弟兄姐妹们，我们就是热心的教友带领我们来教会的，并得到了很好的帮助，感受到了他们的爱心，从而接触到了福音。感谢众牧师们，他们精心传讲神的道，让我深受感动。上帝的光 也一点点照亮了我的内心。信主成为他的儿女是多么的有福气啊！感谢主拣选了我。回想我信主以前在国内的生活，没有信仰，也不曾去庙堂烧香拜佛过，万事只凭自己一点点的努力，时常感到身心疲惫。信主后我学会了交托，因为天父爱我们，他知道人的软弱和罪性，靠人自己是不能够得到拯救的。我的个性呢，有时会为一点点的事操心焦虑，把自己弄得吃不好睡不好，很是疲惫。就拿去年我妈和我妹坐飞机回中国的事来说吧，我是非常不喜欢坐飞机的，甚至有点恐惧。那天当我们把他们送上飞机后，我就一直心神不宁的，直到晚，当晚我一直在不停的默默的向神祷告，将我妈和我妹托付在神大能的看顾中，并求神的帮助怜悯我的软弱。我这样祷告一直到我入睡，那晚上我睡得特别香，真是很奇妙，因为我平时睡眠一直不好。那天一觉醒来，当得知我妈和我妹已平安到达深圳的时候，我内心就只有对神的感恩感谢了，充满了喜悦。还有我陪儿子去求职面试，当车子到达面试地停车场，儿子出车门前，我就当着儿子的面和他一起向神祷告。无论成败，我们都当定睛在主的安排和自己的努力上，我要让他也学会交托，身心轻松地去享受这难得的面试过程。每次他面试完回来时，脸上也都是笑嘻嘻的，心平气和。经过五次的面试，最终得到了一个较为满意的工作，并一直工作到现在。这样的祷告和交托操练，让我深深地感到神是爱我们的，信靠他，他能医治我们的软弱。我从一个凡事焦虑到凡事靠主，生命得以改变，常常感恩，常常喜乐，靠着主宝贵十字架的恩典，我们的人生才会过得有意义、有价值。感谢主，我们彼此能聚集在一起，互相关爱，见证荣耀我们的救主。最后，祝弟兄姐妹们感恩节快乐。
Okay. Today, I'd like to share my thankfulness for God in this past years for his wonderful work, guidance, and protection. We came to the U.S. through the help of my mother-in-law. I love this land of freedom. I'm also thankful for the brothers and sisters from church who invited us to church in the first place. Because of them, we came to know Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for the sermons from our pastors. Through their message, my heart was lightened by the word of God. I'm thankful for that God chose me and saved my life. Before I became a Christian, I lived in China and I believed in no God, but I believed in hardworking. But I often felt weary and tired. I tend to worry about trivial things. I can't have peace of mind. For example, last year when I sent my mom and sister to the flight back to China, I was very worried until that night. I prayed that God will protect and guard them to return safely. I prayed continually that night that God have mercy over my weakness of worry and anxiety. That night, I prayed and prayed until I fell asleep. I've been having sleeping problems, but that night, I slept like a baby. When I woke up, I got message that my mom and they arrived Shenzhen safely. That filled my heart with joy and thankfulness. Another thing is when I accompanied my son for his job interviews before he left, I prayed with him that God will help him to put on his best effort and leave the rest into God's hands. I prayed that my son would learn how to lean on God himself. Each time when my son came back from an interview, he is joyful and in peace. After 5 interviews, he landed a job and have been enjoying it so far. This experience of praying and trusting in the Lord on everything allowed me to know that God loves us. I used to be always anxious and worried for every little thing, but now I know God is able to sustain us and I can live a different life full of joy and thankfulness. I praise the Lord for this church and fellowship that we can enjoy and encourage each other, and happy Thanksgiving.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家，Thanksgiving 好。我不会说，我也不会，我自己的情况呢，就是非常的内向，也非常的那个，不是很善于那个表达。但是呢，这一次，我们教会兄弟姐妹让我有一些，是不是有一些分享要跟大家一起来说呢？然后来我想要还是有的，所以呢我今天也很高兴跟大家来一起分享我这些最近一段时间来的一些情况。上个礼拜呢，我在同学的那个微信朋友圈里面，他们发了一个很漂亮的一个枫叶，我们家乡的个枫叶，他说是在深秋的枫叶红了，那个视频我只看了一眼，但是呢那些很熟悉的那些情景，马上引起了我的一些回忆跟思绪，那个也激起了我的那个思乡的一些情怀。因为我离开自从移民以来，到这儿，其中也回去过好多次，但是由于 pandemic 我就不能回去了。那么十年以前呢，就是我为了女儿的读书，我跟女儿就移民来了美国，来到一个陌生的一个环境里面，那个生活习惯啊，那个观念啊，思想的观念，或者是尤其是语言，我们不适应。那对我来而说呢，我的适应能力又特别的差，总是回味我在家乡我工作的时候是怎么样子的。那这种情景在异国他乡呢，没有朋友，思念家乡和那个思念在家乡的亲人朋友们，所以呢我非常感觉到自己呢也非常的惆怅，非常的寂寞。就在这个时候呢，遇到了我们教会，兄弟姐妹们就跟那个真的是跟亲兄弟姐妹一样，无微不至的关心，无微不至的帮助，大家哪怕是最小的一声问候都给我非常的感动。那么给我的感觉就是像好久没下雨了，来一次甘甜的雨淋，所以呢我感觉到就这样子的感觉。所以在那时候，我从那时候开始，我就基本上每次都来教会跟大家一起主日崇拜学习，那个不断的提高大家呢也非常尽心的帮助我能够在这里在教会大家帮助我成长，对我各方面就是有一个关心。所以呢大家就跟大家庭一样我们一起祷告啊，一起分享快乐，有担忧的大家去分担，所以呢也很快乐。真当我们就是过着安心平静的这样子一个生活的时候呢，新冠疫情就打破了这一切， 冲击着，不论是中国、美国或者全世界，我们生活当然也难以避免的发生了巨大的变化。我们不能聚众，不能走亲访友，我也不能回国，亲朋好友之间不能够相见，那么我故乡家园不能够回去，不能返回。那么我们当时觉得也很害怕，觉得也无助，怎么办呢？茫然和焦虑就油然而生。但是呢，那时候就是神给了我们眷顾，给我们保守，我们教会在网上开设了主日学、主日崇拜、祷告会、小组聚会，那反而我们的聚会就增加了，而且呢，和很方便，我们可以在晚上不用开车，很方便。那个诗篇91篇2-3节，上面说到，我要论到耶和华说，他是我们的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的，他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。在那个疫情一开始的时候，那个口罩买不到，到处都没有。那正当我们发愁的时候，我突然我内心有个很微小的声音在说，你买不到，你可以自己试着做啊。好，那时候我就在网络上去查怎么制作的方法和要求，那么找来材料。当时呢，我就用什么做呢？用吸尘器的那个吸尘袋，而且那个地方它有标明那个吸尘那个袋的孔径是多少，那我可以查孔径，那我就根据那个口罩它的要求，它的孔径是多少，我可以用那个做。所以呢，那时候呢，我就自己做了以后，哎，很好，戴了以后也很舒服，很好。就我朋友啊，我的同事啊，看到了，哎，你能不能给我做一个？那我可以做给分享给大家。所以呢，当时虽然很困难，但是这个困难还是给我们这样子克服了。那么到今年年初的时候呢，就是正当疫情横业的时候，我也得到了个机会，能够很较早的那个注射到了疫苗，这也是神给我的恩典。因为我一方面我要在单位工作，另一方面我还要去其他的地方工作，所以来回跟外面接触的机会很多，所以呢那个风险也比较大，所以神给了我这样一个照顾，就让我能够很早的就能够接种到这个疫苗。那么随着疫情的发展呢，那个经济business 呢就下降了，那我们公司也受到了影响。那时候呢业务不好，那么公司就开始lay off 或者是 follow。 那我们公司呢也是的，我虽然没有被 lay off， 但是呢就是也 follow， 我每个星期上4天的班，礼拜五休息，当然礼拜五的收入就没有了。那时候呢，就是我的生活是受到了一定的影响，但是那时候我在神也是对我很非常的照顾，我在那个弟兄姐妹的帮助下，我找到了第二份工作，那对我的经济来说呢，也是有一个保障。所以呢，就是说我正处在那个阴暗低谷的时候，就是有神在看顾，在保守，真是有这样的感觉。在诗篇138篇 第三节说到，我呼求的日子，你就应允我，鼓励我，使我心里有能力。那么由大家都知道，由于疫情和一些政治原因，我们不能回去，不能回国，那国内的亲人也不能够出来，那么我们就忍受了这个亲人不能团聚，不能相见。那么在今年八月初的时候，我正在上班的时候，我突然接到消息，我的岳父去世了。当时呢，我跟我女儿哭着打我电话。那么我跟女儿说，我说我们不管怎么样，我们申请签证，能办到多少地步就办到多少地步，我们其他也不能做什么。那么这时候呢，就是我们感觉到，就当时的情况，就感觉到非常的无助。我们即使我们能够回去，得到批准回去，我们也要隔离三个星期。那时候对于我们来说，我不能去料理我岳父的后事。当时真的是叫喊天不灵，叫地不应，那你怎么办呢？后来就是我跟我女儿，就唯一做的办法就是祷告。她当时呢，她刚好是在教会的那个退休会，那么有好她那里的好多的弟兄姐妹都为她祷告，为我们祈祷。这也我们感觉到就很也是很神奇。我们祷告以后，感觉到内心当时就感觉到平静了许多，不再焦虑。那个后来呢，我跟家里面联系了以后，虽然他们也很悲痛，但是他们告诉我，我岳父去世的时候呢，非常的就很突然，非常的平静，一下子就没有了，没有经受过痛苦，没有经受，也没有没有做各种各样的抢救插管了，那个输液了，这种做静脉切开了这种受罪，那么很安静。而且呢，以后我们家里他处理他的后事呢，也非常的顺利，非常的大家都很平静的把一些事情很顺利的处理好了。而且呢，像我太太呢，她反过来安慰我们，安慰我跟我们女儿，就是说理解你们不能回来，可以，反正我们把事情都给你们都一起处理好了，那么这样子，你们安心在外面，你们就是要自己要生活好，自己照顾好自己。现在疫情还没过去，所以当时我就觉得是非常的安慰，非常的感到，就心情很，不再是那种纠结、那种无助的那种感觉。就可以通过视频，我们经常的相互交流，相互的安慰，相互的鼓励。所以呢，我们各自生活都过得还是比较好，比较正常。通过这样子，我就感觉到这就是神的保守，就是这是神的眷顾和神的同在。我们生命短短几十年，在整个社会中间，我们是很短暂的，我们个体也是很渺小、很微小的。但是我们每个人都有每个人一个独特的一个经历。那么，在座的各位兄弟姐妹，你们的经历比我呢 更加精彩。你们各自有各自移民来美国各自奋斗的这个历史，那都比我强。但是我呢，就是也是有一种就是有一种意愿，就是跟大家分享我的一些小小的一些我的一些经历。那么这一次呢，我们的神眷顾我们每一个人，让一切信靠上帝的我们的神得到生命，而且呢得到更丰富。那个有一次在一个祷告会上，安德森弟兄呢引用了一句诗歌《空谷的回音》，我听了以后，我很喜欢这首歌，我反复听了好多次。他歌声当中，他优美的唱，优美的歌声中，他唱着，他能保护我，他爱能保护我，他手能医治我。向他倾诉，向他哭，他必使你得饱足。这就是我的一点小小的分享。
Okay. 10 years ago, I came to the United States for a better education opportunities for my daughter. But being in a foreign country, I had a hard time getting situated with the language barrier, the culture differences, and not knowing anyone that I can call friends. Until I get to know this church, I came to know brothers and sisters here. They helped me to know the Lord. I started to come to church each week, and this feels like a family to me. But when we lived in a peaceful life, COVID hit last year, with the global pandemic follows. The whole world was upside down. We can't meet with friends. We can't go back to China. But the church transitioned smoothly to online service. God provided protection and comfort when we felt scared and anxious under the pandemic. Psalm 91, verse 2-3, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. When the pandemic started, there's a lack supply of masks. I was worried not able to get masks. But I had this little voice in my heart saying, if you can't buy it, maybe you can figure out how to make it by yourself. Then I did some research and bought the materials to make masks. I made it for myself and also for friends and families who needed them. At the beginning of this year, I had the chance to get vaccinated because I have to work, getting frequent contact with many people. So that's, I give thanks for the Lord's protection through this opportunity. Then the company I worked for had to cut down staff because of the pandemic. I was able to keep my job, but I was put on furlough with a reduced income. But God protected me again and sustained me when I was in a dark valley. Brothers and sisters in church reached out and helped me to find a second job. So I had enough income to cover the expenses. Psalm 138, verse 3. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. Due to the pandemic and political reasons, I can't have the reunion with my family in China. One day in August, when I'm at work, I got a terrible news that my father-in-law passed away. But neither me or my daughter could return China to support my family when they're in need. I couldn't fulfill my responsibility as a husband and a son-in-law. I was super frustrated and I didn't know what to do. So the only thing I could do is to pray. And I prayed with my daughter that God will comfort us and our family in China, that we can get through this with peace. When I spoke to my family on the phone, they showed great understanding for us and they did well with the funeral and everything else. I believe God sustained us with unspeakable peace and mercy. Life is short when compared to the whole society and history, but as an individual in God's family, I am willing to share my witness and God's grace in my life. I'm sure you all have inspiring witness to share. Our God protect us each and every single day so that we can live an abundant life. There was one time Anderson shared a song named Echo of the Valley that touched me deeply, just as the lyrics say, His love will protect me, His hands will heal me. Pour out and cry out to Him, and He will satisfy you.
弟兄姐妹平安，谢谢。相信在座的每位弟兄姐妹都是尝过主恩滋味的人，在这感恩的季节呢，也是让我们一起来数算神的恩典。我今天要分享的见证是神如何带领我的儿子从一个叛逆的孩子转变成一个荣耀主的器皿。和许多第一代的移民一样，我们在我儿子很小的时候，我们夫妻便离开他，一起到国外打工。在孩子最需要父母陪伴教育他的时候，我们没有在他的身边，也错失了很多孩子在成长过程当中的快乐和忧伤。期间我偶尔会去回去中国与儿子有短暂的相聚。我老公是在和我儿子分开了7年之后才再次相见，儿子已经不认得他了。虽然知道是爸爸，但是父子之间其实是非常陌生的。在和儿子分开了8年之后，我们终于把他接到了身边。这时候他已经11岁了，而我的女儿也即将出生了。和孩子相聚是开心快乐的，也是艰难的学习。我们对孩子教育的缺失，对孩子性格的不熟悉，让我们不懂得该如何的来教育他。也经常拿别人家的孩子来和他做比较，又按照我们小时候所受的管教来教导他，以至于他和我们之间纷争越来越大，沟通越来越少，尤其是在我儿子和我老公之间，后来就像仇人相见一样，我非常痛苦，也为此不止一次的求问神。突然有一天，神开了我的心窍，让我离开我所处的环境，并且完全的改变对待他的方式。我带着14岁的儿子和3岁的女儿来到美国，老公因为生意的原因经常两边跑，和我们相聚的时间不多。我一个人带着儿子和女儿在这边生活和学习。儿子几乎一天都不和我们说一句话，在学校的新环境中，他也不再去交朋友，回家后就一个人关在房间里，我很忧愁，每天迫切地向神祷告交托。我说，神啊，他是你的孩子，求你亲自的带领教导他，你开他的心，更求你来抚平他的伤痕，你亲自的安慰呵护他，也让他知道父母对他的爱。更是求主帮助我知道我如何的来正确的与他交流，让我们可以谦卑顺服，发现自己的不足，改变我们的方法，修复我们之间的关系。就这样祷告了大约1年多，也在期间学习了很多。我们除去了做父母亲的权威感，像一个朋友一样和他相处，渐渐的儿子和我之间的关系恢复了很多。这时我向他提出了一个要求，从现在开始，你每周要和我去教会。我儿子从小就已经认识神，我们把他接到我们身边以后呢，他也有和我在去教会，可是渐渐的他就远离了神，在我们到美国以后，他就不再去教会了。现在我借着和他缓和关系的这个机会，向他提出了这个要求。感谢神的恩典，他答应了。我儿子是一个言出必行的人，他答应了我以后呢，虽然能够感受到他很不想去教会，但他还是每一周都陪我一起去。只是到了教会以后，他也不愿意和别人接触，
冷冷的不理人，我看了心里很难过，但我不气馁，我继续的为他向神祷告。圣经上在腓立比书中曾经说，你们应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。感谢神派遣天使来到我们身边。我在佛州的台福教会的青少年主日学老师黛比是一个极富爱心、温柔慈祥的老姊妹，她不在乎我儿子冷酷的脸，每次都慈爱地关怀他，每天都不厌其烦地打电话给他，和他沟通，用圣经上的话来教导他要做如何做正确的选择，而不是按照自己的喜好，乃是按照神的真理行事，用神对他的爱来让他回馈在人的面前，也让他知道如何的孝顺父母长辈，如何的爱护朋友和同学。渐渐的，儿子会和我讨论一些在圣经里的一些事情来表达他的看法，也并就我们在生活中的一些琐事来发表他自己的意见。我能看见神在他里面所做的工，使他的思维意识形态发生了改变，越来越以神的话语为中心，做讨神喜悦的事。他在对待外界的人事物方面呢，也有了很大的转变。他在教会会主动地和人打招呼问好，也会帮助别人做一些主日的事工，并且在主日学成为老师的助手，一起带领新来的小伙伴更多地认识主，也勇敢地站在讲台上，用他自己的见证来荣耀主名。教会的弟兄姐妹都见证了他的转变，都高唱哈利路亚，归荣耀于神。在学校，他也有着非常大的转变，不再是独行侠，进入了高中以后，积极地参与各项的学习和活动，和同学之间也都有着很良好的关系，并参与社区的各种关怀、各种义工的活动，在学校也能够带领同学一起参加查经小组。现在我的儿子杜茂海已经是大学二年级的学生了，感谢主，他在上大学以后，我所担心的远离神的事情并没有发生。他从进入大学开始就进入了教会，并参与事工，参加敬拜团，并带领读经小组。每天清晨五点钟，他就起床和小组的同学们一起来读经分享。他在传福音的事工上也能够积极的响应，带领很多个同学能够一起来教会来听从主的话语。真是感谢神的恩典，他所给我的是超过我所求所想的。把孩子带到神的面前，并持续的为孩子祷告，完全放手交托给神，是我们每一个做父母给孩子的最好的礼物。让神成为你儿女自己的神，不再只是父母的神。就如神在圣经中所说的，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。是的，神已经成为雅各的神，不再只是亚伯拉罕的神和以撒的神。改变雅各的神如今仍在工作，他能改变你我，也使你的孩子不再是雅各，而成为以色列，一生走在蒙神祝福的道路上。谢谢。
Today I want to share how God transformed my son from a rebellious child into a vessel living for God's glory. My son was very little when my husband and I left him behind in China and came to the United States to work. We missed the critical time when he was growing up and needed us for the most. I visited him a few times, but my husband didn't see him for 7 years before they met again. My son couldn't even recognize his dad after 7 years. Even he knows that's his dad, they have no connection and were like strangers to each other. When we finally got our son to the United States to live with us, he was already 11 years old and we were expecting our daughter. We were so thrilled to live with him again, but it was very challenging for us to raise him as parents. We often compared him with other kids, and we didn't know how to educate him because we don't know him well. I was in distress to see that my son is drifting away from us, especially his relationship with his dad was so broken that they treated each other like enemies. My son barely talked to us. In the new school, he didn't make any new friends, and he locked himself in his room when he gets home. I was in great distress, and I prayed earnestly each day, God, he is your child. Please guide him and heal him. Please comfort him and let him know that he is loved by his parents. God, help me to learn how to communicate with my son. Help me to recognize my own weaknesses and be humble. I pray that you would heal and restore our relationship with my son. I prayed and prayed for about a year, and I started to learn how to interact with my son and be a friend to him. The tension in our relationship started to reduce, and our relationship was partially restored. At that time, I asked my son to go to church with us each Sunday. He knew Jesus as a kid. He used to go to church with us, but then he drifted away for a while. When I made this request, he said yes. I can feel that he didn't want to go to church with us, but he kept his promise. Although he was indifferent at church, he didn't interact with anyone, but I didn't give up, and I continued to pray for him. God sent an angel to us. That is the youth group teacher, Debbie. She showed her love and caring for my son. God uses Debbie to teach my son the truth, how to communicate, how to do the right thing. Gradually, my son started to discuss Bible with me. He felt comfortable to express his thoughts and opinions. I see God's working in his life. His mindset and lifestyle is more and more God-centered. He started to be more friendly, helping with youth group ministries, leading people to Christ, and even witness for the Lord before people. At school, he's not a loner anymore. Instead, he actively participated in the community outreach, making friends and involved in volunteering, and lead Bible study groups with his peers. Now, he is a sophomore in college. I used to worry that he will drift away from God in college, but thanks to the Lord, that didn't happen. Instead, he plugged into the church and involved in all kinds of ministries like worship, fellowship, and outreach. He would get up 5 a.m. to do devotions with his group. I thank God for his grace surpasses what I've ever asked and imagined. The best gift I can ever give to my kids is to bring them to God and pray for them continually. Just as the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, has to become God of Jacob. As parents, I pray that my God is also the God of my kid. The God who transformed Jacob, he is still working today. He can transform my life, your life, and your kid will no longer be Jacob, but he will become Israel and walk in the right path with God's blessings.
我们感谢主的恩典，哈，有这么美好的见证。
Give thanks to the Lord for such beautiful testimonies.
那接下来我们还有一些时间，我们就把时间呢 open 给会众。如果你有感动，想要跟我们分享你的见证，你就可以坐到前面来，哈。
So now we have some time left, so we open the floor to the congregation. If the Holy Spirit is moving your heart, please.Come forward, sit in the front rows.
那可以坐在这个地方哈。然后我们请这个敬拜小组呢，会带领我们一首诗歌。你有感动的话，你要赶快啊，我们时间不多哈。你如果是到最后我们没有时间，你就没有办法再分享见证了哈。
So our time is limited. So if you feel the Holy Spirit is moving you, just seize the opportunity and come forward to sit in the front rows.
我会用这个timer, 一个人有三分钟的时间。
I'll use a timer. Each one of us has 3 minutes to share.
好，让我们的敬拜小组带领我们继续的敬拜。
The worship team will lead us with one more song.
Next slide. So let's just stop a second. I think our slide was a little bit behind it. Can we do the verse 2? That's we start the English. Can we go on the slide next one? Yeah.
Are you ever burdened with a load of care? That's the cross in heaven you are called to bear. Count your many blessings, every blow will find, and you will be singing as the days go.
Count your blessings. My experience, very often Chinese will say, I will do the testimony last. Trust me, you're not going to have enough time. 所以心里有神感动的就到前面来讲神的恩典。 If you moved by the Lord, please come forward to share your testimony.
Now we have Melissa.
Dear兄姐妹平安，感谢今天有机会能和大家分享。我的题目是：上帝有最好的安排，你知道吗？而且这样的安排常常是在令你怀疑甚至疑惑的时候。 比如我做梦也没想到有一天会到离海很近的一个地方居住，而且是一个小小的小村庄。我从来没有住过比这更小的城市，而且这次我们搬家居然在一个疫情流行的时候，从来没遇到疫情，也从来没有在这么短暂时间搬过家。在搬家之前，我们一直在祷告，为各种事项向上帝呼求。 很神奇的是，惯例很顺利的就找到了工作。然后我们研究了一下，镇上的高中呢，正好可以适合我儿子的学习，学业也不会耽误。而且呢，儿子正好愿意和爸爸一起先搬过来，而且呢，我女儿正好在高中的最后一年，她愿意和我一起，在一起分享时光。哎呀，我觉得这太神奇了吧！然后正有意思的是呢。 我们决做决定的时候，Arizona开学一个礼拜，这边呢还有两个礼拜要开学啊，一点耽误也没有啊，怎么可能啊？然后，他们很快做了决定，搬了过来。搬了过来之后，发现住房是个问题，正好在暑期的最后两个礼拜，所有的公寓都满了，找不到。 我们每天不停的寻求，很幸运他们就找到一个公寓，而且这个公寓呢，正好是在我儿子可以步行回家的路上，那这样管理工作也不会受到耽误。我们现在想起来真的很感谢上帝，因为种种事情我说的只是其中的几项，他们父子两个搬过来，所有事情安排好，前后三个礼拜。我觉得我不能做到，管理自己不能做到，只有神能做到。 在他没有难成的事，真的，啊。 这想起来就忍不住的要赞美上帝。那父子俩安顿好了以后呢，哦，各种挑战接踵而来。儿子在这个中学都是从小幼儿园就认识的朋友们，他一个朋友也没有。然后呢在这里呢，嗯，亚裔的人群也很少，他就觉得有点格格不入，他心里非常愁苦，总是跟我打电话 FaceTime 跟我聊天。那我除了安慰他以外也只能为他祈祷。那很神奇的是，嗯，几周以后他们学校来了一个学生，名字叫 Phoenix， 是新搬来的。那大家都知道我们是从 Phoenix 搬来的 right？ 然后我儿子就开始帮助这个新生融入他们的学校，一起帮助他，一起吃饭，哎，很好啊。然后过了几个礼拜又来了一个西班牙裔的孩子，哦，他们三个又成了一伙。那慢慢的他就融入了学校，也很快的，嗯，找到了他喜欢从事的学校的俱乐部啊等等一些事情。嗯，那很感谢主啊，上帝给我一个很好的先生，他极其有耐心，因为儿子在那时候已经有点青少年期发作，常常有点小态度，那先生总是很耐心，也不跟他大声说，然后每天就把他衣食住行安排好。那老公呢为了让他有更好的学习大提琴的机会，然后每周就从这儿开到 Santa Barbara 来回开。那有主保佑他们的有主保佑他们的路上的行程，从来没有出过任何事件。哎呀天哪，我太激动了。那当然在这边这个 slow 地方很小，这个青少年的乐队人也很少，那水平也不很齐全。那儿子在这里却得到了很多表演的机会，也有很多机会来帮助那些水平比他低的或年龄比他小的孩子。那在这之间我能感觉到他这些参与帮助别人领导新的队员加入给了他很多的快乐。那在这期间我所做的事只有祷告，祷告没有停过，教会没有停过啊。然后还很有意思的是还碰到了一位离开教会很久的姐妹，那她经历了很多生活上的苦难，那我能帮她带领她一起回到教会，一起崇拜，回到神的家庭。我觉得这个对我的帮助可能比她自己还多，因为我看到一点点她心情的恢复，对神的信仰再次燃起，真的心里很开心。那总结一下快一点，我觉得是不是我三分钟到了。那在跟先生儿子分离的短短几个月，我深深的感受到我们的主是又活又真的神，是赐恩典的神，是有怜悯和慈悲的神，他的安排就是最好的安排。我们所要做的事情就要充满信心，切切祈祷，耐心等待。那到了我们 Slow 5C 的大家庭里，非常幸福能听到陈牧师和裴牧师，我也是裴牧师的教导，然后弟兄姐妹非常彼此相爱，主里共同服侍，我们也领受了大家的爱，心里感到非常温暖，谢谢大家啊。我想总结一下，没有下面两句经文能够更好的描绘我在这段时间的所学所得。箴言第三篇5-6节，你要专心依赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在他的一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必引导你的路。还有一段是耶利米哀歌第3:31-33节，因为主必不永远丢弃人，主虽使人忧愁，还要照他诸般的慈爱发怜悯，因他并不甘心使人受苦，使人忧愁。愿主赐福大家在座的每一个兄弟姐妹，让他的光照亮我们前行的角度，成为他所想要我们成为的人。每一个赞美荣耀都归于主，阿们。
Today I'm going to share the experience that how we moved here. I've never thought I would move to here in Central Coast, California, living so close to the beach, and this is a little known city such a small town, but I believe that God has the best plan. Do you believe it? I'm going to share how we moved here. My husband found the job, and then we realized the high school in town is really fits with my son's schedule. So my husband and Colleen moved here first, and they settled down. That was at the beginning of the school year, so all the apartments are already fully booked, but they were able to find a place to stay, which is a really miracle. And then they settled down, and then me and my daughter stayed in Phoenix, and we were apart from each other. And after Guanli and Colleen was settled, there are many challenges. My son, he didn't have friends because they're new here, and but thanks to the Lord, he brought a boy whose name is Phoenix. It's so amazing because we moved from Phoenix to here, and they were able to become good friends. My son helped him to fit in, and then later there came another Hispanic boy, and the three of them become a really a friends group, help one another and enjoy their friendship. And then Guanli was very patient to help my son with everything. And Colin loves cello, and Guanli took him to Santa Barbara back and forth each Saturday just to for him to get this opportunity to learn. And although the band, the symphony band here in Slough County is small, but I'm grateful that calling my son get a lot of opportunities to of performance. And he also devoted his time and energy to help other players who are younger or are less experienced. So in the few months that before I can move here to have the reunion with my my husband and my son, I deeply realized that our Lord is a living and true God. He has enough grace and mercy and compassion, and he has the best plan for us at the best timing. And we just, all we need to do is continue to believe in him and wait with patience. After I moved here in the pandemic, I met this big family of Slough 5C Church. I'm so happy that we have Pastor Chen and Pastor Ray, and I see brothers and sisters' love for each other, and we serve together. I enjoyed the fellowship here, and my family and I received so many love and caring and blessings from you all. And I would like to conclude my sharing with two verses. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall guide your way. And Lamentations 3, verse 31 to 33, for no one is cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love. For he does not willing bring affliction or grief to anyone. So may the Lord bless every brother and sister here, and let's let all glory belong to the Lord. Anyone else would like to seize this opportunity? One time of a year.
我们大家后来还不习惯公共的讲见证，这是一种属灵的操练哈。那么今年我们如果学不好，那明年我们要继续学的。去年我预备了五个人分享见证，今年我就预备三个。你知道我明年预备几个？一个。五个三个不就一个吗？明年就预备一个了，剩下时间就是你们的了哈。所以啊，我们感谢主，神在我们当中有美好的工作。那么我们这个见证，实际上不但是看到神在我们身上，看到别人身上的工作，对我们都是一个鼓励，对我们的信仰，对我们的信心都是一个坚固。好，我们一起做一个祷告，然后 敬拜小组会带领我们啊，有一个回应的诗歌，让我们一起低头。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
因为你是信实的神。
You are faithful.
我们为今天做见证的这四位弟兄姐妹，我们都感谢你。
We give you thanks for the brothers and sisters who share their testimony today.
看到你在他们身上所做的奇妙的工作。
Witnessing the wonderful works that you have done in their lives.
特别是在这个感恩的季节，我们真是有很多的感谢。
In the season of Thanksgiving, Lord, we give you our thanks.
我们知道主你从来都没有远离我们。
Lord, we know that you never cast us off.
无论我们躺下起来，你都与我们同在。
When we lie down, when we get up, you are with us.
我们出来进去，主你都看顾保守我们的脚步。
You protect and guide us when we go out and coming in.
真是将一切的颂赞荣耀都归给你。
We give you all the praises and worship to you.
我们真是将我们的会众、每一个家庭、每一位人。每一位的弟兄姐妹，我们都交托在你的手中。
Lord, we dedicate every family, every individual, in this church to you.
也愿主你继续保守我们接下来一年我们的年日。
Lord, please continue to guide us for this year, that are upcoming.
因为我们知道我们的年日都在你的手中。
Because all of our days are in your hands.
愿我们数算自己的年日。
Let us, count our blessings.
每日都存着一颗敬虔的心
and fear the Lord.
我们这样祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
We pray all this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.